Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, August 8, 2022, through Friday, August 12, 2022. Monday, August 8, 2022. Brother-sister duo indicted for laundering more than $42 million of drug proceeds through shell companies. Jesus Vasquez Padilla and his sister, Monica Vasquez, were indicted for laundering more than $42 million of drug trafficking proceeds through the financial system in the United States. Special agents from the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, led the investigation into hundreds of financial transactions by the sibling duo between 2015 and 2019. Using approximately 85 United States bank accounts belonging to at least 22 California-based shell corporations, Padilla and Vasquez deposited cash proceeds of drug sales into U.S.-based bank accounts and layered those deposits across multiple corporate accounts before finally transferring the funds to accounts in Mexican-based financial institutions. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. Rhode Island woman to admit to falsifying military service, false use of military medals, identity theft, and fraudulently collecting more than $250,000 in veteran benefits and charitable contributions. Sarah J. Kavanoff, a former licensed social worker employed with the Department of Veteran Affairs, allegedly falsely claimed to be a cancer-stricken U.S. Marine decorated with the Purple Heart and Bronze Star, and who allegedly used those claims to fraudulently gain hundreds of thousands of dollars in charitable benefits and services reserved for injured veterans. Kavanaugh allegedly used her position with the Department of Veteran Affairs to gain access to documents, personal information, and medical records belonging to a Marine and an actual cancer-stricken Navy veteran. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Wednesday, August 10, 2022. Durham, North Carolina man admits to operating an unlicensed cryptocurrency business and related tax charges. Jayton Gill of Durham, North Carolina, pleaded guilty to operating an unlicensed money-transmitting business and willful failure to file a tax return. According to filed court documents, from at least 2015 to February 2021, Gill operated an unlicensed money-transmitting business involving the exchange of millions of dollars of cash and other monetary instruments for cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Monero. Gill admitted he advertised his unlicensed money-transmitting business on various public websites and made claims on one such website that he had conducted more than 4,200 transactions with 2,700 different parties. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Dark web vendor of illegal narcotics indicted for distributing heroin and cocaine in exchange for Bitcoin. Edison Hernandez, aka Dragon Cove, Original Dragon Cove, The Original Dragon Cove, and Nino was indicted for distribution and possession with intent to distribute heroin and cocaine, as well as delivery and distribution of heroin and cocaine by means of the internet. The first two counts relate to Hernandez's alleged activities on the dark web starting in January 2013. The third count of the indictment separately charges Hernandez, Michael Caruso, and Raymer Noah with conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute cocaine, methamphetamines, ketamine, and 3-4 methylenediazole, methamphetamine, MDMA, through a door-to-door drug delivery service. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, August 12, 2022. Fraudster resentenced to more than 10 years in federal prison for stealing the identities of hundreds of victims to fraudulently obtain more than $2.2 million in tax refunds. Taiosi Altish, a.k.a. Felix Victor Johnson, was resentenced to 126 months in federal prison for conspiracy to commit credit debit card fraud, wire fraud, and for aggravated identity theft in connection with two separate schemes from 2012 to 2015 to obtain fraudulent tax returns. Altish is also required to serve a period of supervised release following his release from prison and pay restitution in the amount of $2,287,959.76. In one of these purported schemes, Altish allegedly misused his position as a caretaker for residents of a group home for individuals suffering from mental and physical disabilities by using their personal information to file fraudulent tax returns with the IRS and the state of Maryland. The court had previously sentenced Altish in 2019 and resentenced him yesterday after he appealed his conviction to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, which remanded the case for a new sentencing. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.